I've noticed something odd, I guess. In talking to, I've got a bunch of friends that have iPhones and iPads and other iOS devices. And it's funny watching their reaction when I ask them, you know, what they think about, you know, oh, you know, what do you think of your iPhone? What do you think of your iPad? Do you like it? And, you know, their eyes light up and they, you know, they go crazy. They love their iPhone. They love their iPad. You know, they don't know what they'd do without it. And then I look at the fact that they're all primarily Windows users. And then I find this interesting, and I haven't been able to figure out why this next reaction happens. But you know, I've always found it, my next question to them is, well, why don't you get a Mac? You know, does owning a iPad or an iDevice make you want to get a Mac, you know, to kind of complete the circle? And not all people react the same way, but a large majority of the people I've talked to, and you know, friends that I've talked to, and I've posed that question to them or asked them, you know, when are you going to get a Mac? Totally different reaction. You know, the eyes get bigger, but it's more of, you know, this fear. You know, this, oh my God, you know, I couldn't do that. Well, why not? You know, and there's such a disconnect between, and I don't know why it is, but it seems like there's such a disconnect between, you know, what they perceive to be the experience on their iDevice and what they perceive the experience to be on an Apple computer. And I don't know if they're just stuck, you know, if they haven't seen any of OS X for the last 10 years, or, you know, if they're just, they have bad memories of OS 9 and earlier rattling around in their heads, or if they're so tied into Windows, or if they're, you know, if they just are so reliant on non-Apple, quote-unquote, traditional PCs. Software and things of that nature that they don't want to make the leap, or I've just, you know, that's baffled me for as long as I've thought about it, and I'm coming to you for some help. If you're a Windows person, but you've got iDevices coming out of your ears, and you refuse to buy a Mac computer. You know, why is that? I'm not to start any arguments or anything like that. I'm totally baffled, and I have no idea. I can't put a good reason behind why people wouldn't take the quote unquote next step after buying an iDevice to at least look at getting a Mac. So. The floor is yours.